Hello and welcome to Women of Influence Podcast.
Hi, I'm Jaylen with the J Group Real Estate Team.
The Great American Speak Off.
One of my favorites.
Hello, everyone. Today, I have with me on my Women of Influence podcast, the one and only eXp Realty icon, Nikki Klein. Welcome, Nikki.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on my show. I've been looking forward to interviewing you. I've known you for, I don't know, going on 2.5, 3 years now, I believe. We're both obviously fellow eXp Realty icon agents. You're in Florida. I'm in Arizona. I've always admired you for your, just your outgoingness, the light that shines, and the quite the community that you've built around you. So Nikki, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do. What makes you shine so bright?
Oh my goodness. That's so nice to, you know, when other people introduce you and you're like, that's so like warms my heart to hear all those things.
That's me.
That is you. Cause I see you as a light. So there you go.
Thank you.
No, I think that I've been selling real estate for a decade now. And I've been through it all. I've seen it all, or so I think, because there's always something new. But for the most part, you know, I've been a single agent. I've been, had a small team, had a big team. Now I'm back to me, basically. So it's like this wave, and it's, you know, I feel like my light is finally turned back on because I'm realizing that I don't have to do what we're conditioned to believe we need to do in this industry. And I can live true to myself. And when that happens, you just shine.
So how is it that you're living true to yourself? Who is Nikki?
Who is Nikki? that's just the name I was given. So I would say that over the past 5 years, I have been doing a lot of inner work, a lot of inner growth. And for me, what I've recognized is that if you're not doing the work internally, that will ripple to every other part of your environment, including your business, including your family life, including everything. So I've been really working on not responding and reacting, not agreeing and aligning, just being completely in unity so that I'm observing everything that's happening around me instead of being engulfed in it. And that is true freedom.
I love that. So what are some of the things that were preventing you from truly aligning and being yourself and letting that light shine?
Well, I think it's the same with most people, is the conditioning that we've had since birth. It's the stories that we tell ourselves. It's the incessant thoughts that go, 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 go. And it's having your mind be the master instead of your soul calling, coming out and leading the way and leading your mind, right? So most people make their mind their master, and I master my mind.
Oh, that is so good. Oh my gosh. If you could teach us all how to do that, I mean, I'm sure you would be like a bazillionaire right now.
Well, I do coach people, believe it or not.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
I know. Well, I keep it kind of quiet. I'm like a secret coach. But yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing how, you know, I think of this one specific client that I have who I started working with, and she had just so much interference in her energy. And since we've been clearing it out, she has 10 pending. She's like a newer agent. She has 10 pending deals this month. And that's because she's cleared out all of the interference that was preventing her from moving forward in every other area of her life. So she's just filled. She just sent me a message the other day, and she was like, I get to take my family out and not even worry about money. And I'm like, yes, because money is just energy. And once you realize that, that everything is energy, phone, keys, pen, money, time, it's all energy. And once you can recognize that, you just live in a totally different paradigm.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And I know it's probably a lot easier said than done. You know, it does take some time to be able to master these skills. So who have been some of the masters that you've learned from? I'm curious.
So I have mentors that I've been listening to. But what I would say is that it's really yourself that you have to listen to, right? Because only you know what the answers are. The problem with us being human beings is that we look outside of ourselves for the answer. We ask everybody else for the answers about things that we actually really know what the answer is. If you really asked yourself and sat still, you would know what the actual answer is. But we look for validation and people-pleasing tendencies, and we look everywhere outside of ourselves because we're just not sure, because we've been born to not be sure. Like, we've been conditioned growing up to just not be sure. Like, we don't, no, don't do that. You know, we've been told by our parents constantly, been told by our teachers, but only raise your hand with this, or this is the right answer. So we become unsure of our own voice. And then what happens is we push it down. And then we're like, I don't even know who I am. I don't even know how I would answer that, because I don't know me. So the work that I do is, like, I just kind of pull it out. I pull it out so that the voice, your voice, your true authentic voice, authenticity is the highest frequency on the planet. So being your true authentic self and finding that voice, I think a lot of people don't know how to find the voice. So that's kind of the work that I've been doing. And, you know, I've read the books and I've listened to the podcasts and I've watched people, you know, who align with the same kind of feelings and frequency that I align with. And that's kind of where the work has come from. So it's like a number of different people. Like, you know, it depends what resonates with you. So, you know, Wayne Dyer, there are so many. I mean, there are so many. Bashar, there's just so many different people that I listen to. But ultimately, it just comes down to myself.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know that many of us, myself included, you know, I tend to hear this little voice, whether it's coming from myself or from God or the universe, the energy, whatever. I know that many of us tend to, like you were saying, push that down or not listen to that true voice, thinking, you know, because we need validation from other people. And I can imagine that's extremely difficult to do, to tune out all of those external voices and, like, just truly just listen to yourself. What is one of the ways that you're able to kind of calm your mind and really listen to that true authentic voice?
It's going to sound so cliche, but it's meditation. And I used to not do it. I actually just taught a free class on how to meditate because I didn't know how to do it. And I went to a retreat, a silent meditation retreat. And I was sitting there like, oh my goodness, no one's talking. What are they thinking about? I don't even know what I'm supposed to be thinking about. Do I think about the things that I'm not supposed to be thinking about? But am I supposed to be thinking? I don't know if I'm supposed to be thinking at all. So, like, these are the things that go on in your brain, right? And you're just like, am I doing it right? I don't know. Is there a way to do it right? How am I supposed to? So I went through that. I went through a silent meditation retreat. I hired a monk to teach me how to meditate. And he gave me a mantra that he whispered in my ear that I'm not ever allowed to tell anybody that I'm supposed to say during meditation. So then I'm like, am I saying this right? Am I saying the mantra right? Am I supposed to be doing it that way? Did I pronounce that correctly? I remember it. Maybe I should go back. I'm sure this isn't how I'm supposed to be meditating. Wait, do I count? I did the counting to 10. So one of the methods is count to 10. And if you think of anything when you're going from 1 to 2, you got to start over. So you got to try and count to 10 with no other thoughts coming. It's almost impossible. Like, it's very challenging. And so I tried that method and that was like, nope. I had a friend who told me that the way that she would meditate is she would pretend she was like driving in a car. And when a thought would come in her mind, she would open the door of the car and then like the, let the thought out. So then I tried that method and I'm like, well, what color car am I supposed to be driving? Am I supposed to be driving? Do I roll the window down? Do I press the button? Like, you know, these are the sorts of things that happen in people's minds. It's this constant chatter, chatter, chatter. So yes. The question becomes, how do you sit? If you ask somebody, I want you to sit on the couch for 10 minutes with no phone.
Oh my.
No TV. Just sit by yourself on a couch. Most people would be terrified. You know? So it's a lot of like learning how to sit with yourself. Like I'm at the point where I've already signed up for a darkness retreat, which is sitting in a dark cave for 5 days with nothing.
Oh my.
I want to do that so badly. I'm so excited to see what I uncover there. And I remember the times when people would talk about these darkness retreats. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, why would you want to sit by yourself in a cave in the dark? Like, what? Who does that? And now I'm like, who doesn't want to do that?
That sounds absolutely fantastic to me. Sign me up. I truly need that because I have so many squirrels running around in my head. Like you said, you know, all of the different, the thoughts and things. And it does tend to drive me a little bit batty at times. But one of the meditation techniques that has been working for me and pretty well is I'm imagining myself going down an escalator, and each step that I go down, each rung that I go down is getting darker and darker, and I'm about to hit the basement. By the time I hit the basement, it's just complete darkness. And, you know, of course, every other step, every other rung, you know, one of these thoughts creep into my head. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get back to the top of the escalator and go start going down again. But that's been pretty useful. I love it. So now, Nikki, you have become known as a premier real estate agent in your community in Florida. I know you've also established quite a following in your Facebook group, which is comprised mostly of stay-at-home moms. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's actually, it's a lot of moms. I run a Facebook group. I have 31,000 people in it locally. I think we might be at 32,000 at this point.
Oh my.
And it's just a really incredible community that we feel like we're part of a tribe. We feel like we're not alone. You know, it's something that is very close to my heart. Is I don't want anyone to ever feel like they're alone. So that's probably my own trauma projecting, but that's another story. I really feel it's something that has brought the community together. Questions get answered. It's just a big family.
That is fantastic. I love that. 32,000 followers. That is amazing. Oh my gosh. I know that a lot of people are stuck on the amount of followers that they can get. And that's not necessarily the most important thing, but that's like amazing that you have 32,000 followers. Good for you. Well, good job, girl.
Not necessarily my followers. They're members in my Facebook group. And they know who I am when I go out, but it's really more for me, it is the quality of the people who are in there, right? We vet every single person that comes into the group. So we make sure they're not spammy. We have very specific criteria. We have rules and guidelines that we don't allow any bullying. And, you know, people will report if somebody's talking badly about a small business, because I don't tolerate that being a small business. So it's just become this place where people feel they can connect with other people. And I love it. I just love it.
I love that. You're obviously such a giver. You have a spirit of giving back and helping others. So that is truly, you're truly a blessing to so many people. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you. No, nothing is ever alone, but thank you. I will say thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So how did you become a premier real estate agent? Like, what are some of the tips and tricks that you've used throughout your career to become a premier agent?
Caring and not making it about the transaction. I think it's about relationships, and it doesn't matter, you know, what the price point is. It's really about the humanity of the piece of the puzzle, the job, the industry. It's caring about other people, giving back. I mean, coming from service, that's really where my heart is. And so when you do that, the universe rewards you, but not because you're doing it. Okay, I'm giving, now give me back. It's just the law of attraction and the law of reciprocity, where if you genuinely give from your heart, like, and you're so truly grateful, you know, it's a feeling. It's not even a doing, it's a feeling. People feel that, and they can feel your energy. You can feel when somebody's being authentic or not. You can feel if somebody's giving because they want. So if you actually give to give and don't expect anything in return, that's when things start happening.
That's the magic. Yeah, giving with no expectations. Like, I feel like that's something that I pride myself on as well, is helping the underserved, so to speak, helping so many people where, you know, they say, no other realtor wants to work with me. Will you please help me? I'm like, absolutely. I will see what I can do to help you. If not, I will get you in touch with somebody who can. So,
right.
Yes,
exactly.
That's great.
The same philosophy of, like, not wanting people to be alone, not wanting people to feel like they don't have somebody. It's the same idea.
Yes. Like, nobody wants to feel like an outcast, like they have nobody in their life whatsoever to, like, to be there and support them and comfort them and help them. Right. That just sounds horrible.
I know. Exactly.
So, Nikki, I've seen you on a couple of stages at ExpCon and I believe EXP Shareholder Summit. And I love the outfits that you pick out. Like, you just glow up there. I'm like, wow, I want to be like her someday. How did you get up on the stage?
How did I get up on stage?
How did you get to that point where you got up on that big stage, like full of thousands and thousands of people? That is so cool.
I wish I could tell you. I don't even know. It's all a blur. It's like, I'm so honored to be on that stage and share in front of all these incredible people. And if you ask me how I got there, I just, again, it's one of those things where it's, I speak my truth and I think that that resonates with people.
Definitely. So it was your energy basically just got you up there on stage. Yeah. Like, however that happened, got you up there.
I just say grateful.
I love that so much. Let me see. I think I had another couple of questions to ask you. Hold on just a second. I got to get my cheat sheet out. Okay. We went over that. Okay. This is awkward. I'm looking at my notes here. Nikki, what is your professional specialization within real estate specifically?
Residential. Yeah. So I do residential retail. And I do a lot of families and I do a lot of over 55. So we have a lot of that moving to South Florida. So that's pretty much what I do. A lot of luxury too.
Got it. Oh, wonderful. And what part of Florida do you live in? What's the name of the town or the city?
I'm in Boca Raton, Florida.
Boca Raton. I love it. And how does somebody get a hold of you if they want to hire you for your services, whether it be for real estate or coaching?
Yeah, seriously. So my number is 561-325-9687. Or I'm on Facebook. I'm a big Facebook gal. So Nikki Klein on Facebook. You can shoot me a message and I'll get back to you.
All right, folks. Well, you heard it straight from Nikki's mouth. Follow her on Facebook. Request it. I don't know how that works, to be honest with you. Just send her a message and she'll hook up with you. Yeah. Give her a call. Shoot her a text. Like, she'll respond to you. Nikki, if you had one piece of advice that you would like to leave the audience, especially women in particular who are moms and maybe they're considering getting into real estate or just starting a new career in general, what would one piece of advice be that you would give them?
Follow your heart. Honestly, like, if it's calling to you, do it. It's all feelings. I'm all about your body being your human guidance system. So if you get the feeling, don't go with this, go with this.
That is great advice. I could definitely follow my heart a little bit more instead of my head, like you were mentioning earlier. So, like, okay, everybody, follow your heart. That's what we all need to do. Well, thank you so much, Nikki. It's been such a pleasure having you on my show, and I wish you all the very best. And I know I will see you again soon at another EXP event.
That's right.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Bye.